SBS हिंदी हमारी कहानियाँ फेसबुक पर।
Welcome to SBS Hindi.
Dhanyavaad, mera naam Julian Lisa hai.
Thank you for speaking those words in Hindi. Mr. Lisa, could you please tell us about the recommendation of your committee's report?
Well, thanks, Sahil. It's great to be here. This report really looks at what is going to happen to the skilled migration program after we've emerged from the pandemic. And what we've done here in this report is to make three key recommendations. The first is that skilled migration is one of a series of different responses to pressures on the labour market, to skill shortages. Yes. Other responses include higher education, vocational education, and taking people off welfare and putting them into work. What we found is that at the federal government level, but also across federal and state governments, there's not enough coordination going on in terms of when to use the different policy levers. So the first thing we've recommended is a national workforce plan. We think that's a good use of resources. We think that will provide more coordination and boost public confidence in the skilled migration program. The second recommendation we've made is around reducing red tape right across the skilled migration program. We've heard so many people complain to us, businesses and migrants, that the level of red tape makes it very hard to hire skilled migrants. Most businesses want to find somebody who's here in Australia. They want to find an Australian because they know the country, they know the culture. But when they decide that they want to employ a skilled migrant, that shouldn't have to be a particularly difficult process. One of the things that makes it more difficult is the fact that we've got all these different skills lists. Some occupations on some skills lists just don't work, and some occupations don't lead to the same outcome as others. So what we've recommended is streamlining those lists and providing all skilled migrants with a pathway to permanent residency. The third sort of suite of recommendations is around international students who come here. International students are a great boon to the Australian economy. We know only about 14% of them stay here. What we want to do is for those international students who've come here, who've done very well in their course, that they've come in the top 10% or they've got first class honours or something equivalent, and that they have studied a course in an area of persistent skill shortages and then got a job in those areas. We want to provide those people a pathway to permanent residency through the employer nomination scheme. We want to shorten the amount of time they have to have worked before being eligible for nomination under that scheme from 3 years to 2 years. And we want to allow people who have graduated from universities more broadly and are looking at working on that temporary graduate visa to be here for 3 years rather than just two under that visa.
So your committee has made very key recommendations, and these are very critical recommendations for the economy of Australia, as well as for the migrants, as well as for the students. Do you think that your recommendation will be put into action anytime soon?
Well, these are matters for the government. The report will be responded to in due course by the Minister for Immigration, Alex Hawke. He's the person that commissioned us to look at these issues at the beginning of the year. So I think the government will pay close attention to our recommendations. It should be noted that the report is largely a bipartisan report. The Labor Party didn't dissent formally in relation to this.
So what you're saying, sir, is that everyone was on board when you made those recommendations, even the Labor Party?
Well, the Greens did dissent. The Labor Party have issued some additional comments, sort of clarifying their own position, but they didn't actually dissent from any of the recommendations.
Did your committee also discuss that international students are now moving to Canada and other countries, and it will be a major loss to Australia? So something should be done to retain them and also to boost the Australian education market.
So this was an inquiry into skilled migration. So the real focus was, what do we do to get the skilled migrants here? To the extent we've made recommendations about international students and their pathways here, it's really been on the back of the persistent skill shortages that we faced here in this country. We educate a very large number of international students. That's a great strength of this country. But only a small number remain here after they've studied. And we have persistent skill shortages in a whole range of areas that we just can't fill with our own domestic students. So I think we should be trying to encourage the best and brightest to come here, to study here, and to remain here, to help us with those difficult areas that we face in our economy.
So you are a member of the Liberal Party, and the Liberal Party is in power right now. So do you blame your own government for those shortages and mishandling of the entire issue?
No, I think we were confronted by a global pandemic of the sort we hadn't seen for 100 years. People were encouraged to return home to their home countries. That's what people did. That's why we have the skill shortages that we have. We are trying to look at this in the context of that pandemic. We're trying to look at this in the context of having an unemployment rate of 4.9%. And even with the lockdowns that we're currently facing in Sydney and elsewhere, job ads in July were 38% higher than they were before the pandemic started. So there are skills in the economy that we need to replace. There are skills in the economy that we can't fill from our own domestic production, as it were. So we need to get skilled migrants here. And let me say very clearly, skilled migrants create Australian jobs.
So during your consultation process, did you also speak to the Indian community and students here?
We certainly had a range of different submissions from students of a wide range of backgrounds. And I assume that some of those students were Indian students, and some of those people had been temporary migrants. But the Indian community as a whole, as you know, the community doesn't necessarily speak with one voice in Australia. And you know, I'll say this as the chair of the Parliamentary Friends of India. I do think that is something that I'd like to see the community come together more and do, as other communities do. But we didn't have Indian communal bodies making a submission as such, as far as I
know. Sir, I hope your committee's recommendations are accepted and put into place at the earliest. Thank you so much for joining us today, sir.
Thanks for having me. Dhanyavaad.
SBS Hindi, Hamari Kahaniya Facebook par.